down at the imprint of the men's shoes. Peter stood right there over 100 years ago, and now he's slowly reappearing. You can walk around him a little if you like. Don't worry, he can't see you. He's 31 years old. He's wearing a dark winter coat and a kind of cap with a narrow brim. He's looking up at the balconies of the Folkiem. It looks as if he has tears in his eyes. Why is Peter standing there? Let's take a closer look at what Peter's future daughter told us. In the meantime, you can walk around a little here on the square. Peter is just a little boy, 6 years old. He takes his mother by the hand and promises her that he'll help her when he grows up. He wants to fight for a Danish South Jutland. Perhaps she smiles and kisses him on the forehead. He becomes a young man. World War I breaks out. If he doesn't flee to Denmark, the Germans will send him to war. But Peter stays, because there's another battle he cannot give up. The battle for a Danish South Jutland. He goes to war. Belgium, France. He's fatally wounded. They throw him headfirst into a wheelbarrow. They think he's dead. And his face may be pale, dirty, smeared with blood. But look, he's blinking his eyes. Peter is alive, some Danish soldiers say. He's blinking his eyes, they say. Peter is alive. He returns, wounded, to Østerlenet. Germany loses its battle, while Peter continues his. South Jutland is to be Danish. That's why Peter stands here on November 17th, 1918, together with his wife, Christina, and thousands of other South Jutlanders. If you look around the square, you can perhaps imagine the large crowd. Thousands of people crowded together and staring intently at the balcony. And perhaps, at that moment, Peter feels hope for the future. Perhaps that is why he has tears in his eyes. Perhaps he takes his wife's hand, feels her warmth, and is grateful to be alive. And then it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to the Narrative Footsteps. Explore the park, find the footprints, and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood, walk where they walked, and see the past come to life.